White, Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. August 6, 1894. Dear son Willie, I have felt constrained to write out plain words, and I could not forbear. Sick as I was with influenza, write I must. Then came the reaction, and I wished to be left alone. I had sent my few words to you, but I have considered the whole situation since, and your letter has been read and reread, and I think I see the matter clearly. Yesterday it all opened before me that in this very line of hospitality I have been repeatedly shown that we can unite the people with us and can have twofold influence over them. This was unfolded before me in the first experience in this work, many years back, and we have ever linked our interest with humanity. But I see it is the attitude of some of the household, and their dejected appearance because of constantly entertaining, that makes me feel anything of this kind of work a burden. I begrudge nothing in the line of food, or anything to make guests comfortable, and should there be a change made in the matter of entertaining, I should certainly feel the loss, and regret it so much. So I lay that burden down as wholly unnecessary, and will entertain the children of God wherever it seems to be necessary. May is getting her sewing done up. The dressmaker is here. Now forgive me for troubling you. And now my letter writing is to be cut down wonderfully, and I will not be diverted from the main work. Talk with our brethren in regard to the printing of Life of Christ at the Echo office. I am still under the affliction of influenza, but it will not be severe any more, I think. We have the second Mackenzie girl, and also the boy, to help us what they can. The girl washes the dishes and does various things. The boy has helped clear out the tents. Brother Mackenzie was hard up and said he had no use for two single bedsteads. He offered them to me for £2 each, but I had not money just then. He again offered them for £1.10 each. I sent word I would take the bedsteads, but would pay him £2 each. Fanny furnished the money. She purchased one, so he has $20. I shall also buy the table of him and help the children to get clothes, for they are remarkably destitute. He has helped McCullough in writing, but does he not receive any pay for that which he does? I am so glad I can help those who need help. I would not take advantage of his necessity and buy the bedstead at the lowest sum. This would not be right. I write this to relieve your mind. This will be my position now, so you need not worry, for I would not have it otherwise in entertaining, if I could. The Lord has made us stewards of His grace and of His blessings in temporal things, and while writing to Elder Loughborough a letter on this subject, my mind cleared wonderfully on these matters. No, I want not to hoard anything, and, God helping me, those who have embraced the truth and love God and keep His commandments shall not go hungry for food or naked for clothing, if I know it. I am going at once to do something more than I have done. I shall, if able, visit Willie McCann today. God would not have sent one to this country who could not have any money to use to help the work advance where it needs help, and who could not help the suffering, needy ones whom their brethren have no power to help, and if they had, would not help. We must make manifest to the world the character of Christ. There are many flickering lights, fitful lights. We must not let light be given to the. But I said, no, I just want to make no exertion at all, but keep still and not think or talk. I am better this morning and shall attempt to ride out today. Marion has suffered with the same influenza, but refuses to keep her bed. Fanny was very sick in bed 3 days, was treated by Emily, and walked up Sunday night to see me. We all have done strong work, as if well, during this mail taxation, and I am glad it is over. Now my spirit shall rest and rejoice in the Lord. He is precious, very precious to me this morning. I hope and pray for you that the Lord will sustain you and give you health and strength. I wish much you were here. You say not a word in regard to your returning. When will it be? Tomorrow the 2 weeks will be ended, and you have not to say in regard to your coming. I think, were you here, suffering under this influenza, we would know how to manage your case. We find the youngest lad of Brother Mackenzie's is a sharp, intelligent lad, and very willing to work. We shall call upon him, he is so near. The girl is also very helpful, and we shall call upon her to help, and pay them for all they do. Shall get the boy clothing today, also the girl. Tell me in your next letter when you are coming home. If I learn you are sick, I think I shall come to you at once, so you had better take good care of yourself. I will now close.
I just came from Marion's room. It is 7:30, and she had just got out of bed. Slept well, she says, last night. I have seen no other members of the family yet. After breakfast. Emily did not tell me last night that Brother Prismal told her on Sabbath that he saw Maud Camp, and she said they were in just as great distress as they could be in, the mother in the hospital, her brother in another hospital. The doctor came to see him and said he must be removed at once, for he had diphtheria. Emily is going down this morning to learn how things are and render them help in money line if they are suffering. Sister McCann's eldest daughter has, I learn, a situation. The family of Brother Mackenzie have nearly all been quite unable to accomplish much. Sister Mackenzie has been sick. She has been overworked. The eldest girl has been nearly sick, but is better now and doing all she can. I dare not speak of her coming to me from the family, lest the rest will get sick. Brother McCullough is sick. Brother Mackenzie says he will go up and look after him. Sister Chapman and mother are under the doctor's care. Sickness is everywhere. They say Sunday night there was a good representation at church. I hope you can read this, but it is not well written. One thing and another is the reason, but we'll do better next time. You need not get Sister Smart here. We will do better, perhaps, to get along as we are and have no one else to worry over. Emily has just left to see Maud. Be careful not to spend the hours that should be given to sleep in your board meetings, lest you deprive yourself of many hours you might work, because nature refuses to put up with your abuse of her powers. In much love, Mother.